I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste, and welcome to the season finale of season 6. This has been a lovely season that has spanned different places and different stages of the creative process. The first episode started with the announcement of the ebook of my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are. And now I'm privileged to be sitting next to the print edition of that book. Both versions are available now at zentaobooks.com. I'll be sure to include the link in the episode notes. And I thank you so much for your support of both versions of the book, which directly helped to support this podcast. As I reflect on the journey of the season and all of the different lessons learned and the experience of creating, the message that I'm inspired to share for the finale is return to zero. And in this case, for me, the zero represents a blank page. And as I think about stories and the creators of stories, stories give us the opportunity to experience the journey that someone else has gone through. We get to step into a different experience. And oftentimes we do that through reading a book or watching a movie, listening to music, or sharing with each other our own stories. And in addition to that, we also tell ourselves a story of ourselves. We tell others who we think we are through our stories. And those stories are often based on what we have experienced. And so while that can be very powerful, it can also be very limiting, because that story can create boundaries on what we might think we can do, what we might think we should be able to do, or even what we want to do. We might be following the trajectory of what our story looks like, trying to determine the next point based on the previous points. But what I'd like to recommend, and you can approach this as just an exercise, from time to time, return to zero. So simply let go of all that you think you know and all that you think you are. And in doing that, you are returning to the blank page, the zero place. In this place, there are no limitations to what you can do. There are no limitations based on what you may or may not have experienced. In this place, we are free to explore a completely new way of being, simply by letting go of all that we think we know and all that we think we are. This blank page is freedom. It's the freedom to explore without limitation. It's the freedom to release all that we have maybe defined ourselves to be. We might have defined ourselves through the lens of trauma or education or experience or access. But when we return to this blank page, we're able to freely explore what we'd like to experience. And if your goal is to experience peace, I would say to remain as that blank page, always remaining open and free to respond spontaneously to whatever the moment delivers, to remain spotless and blemishless through this experience of being fully and firmly in the present moment without a story. And the beautiful part of doing this after you've experienced many different things is that the wisdom doesn't go away. It just means that you're no longer defining yourself by the story. So everything that you've gained from experience will help you. It will help to inform the next right step. That will happen subconsciously. It is not a requirement that you hold on to the story in order to have the wisdom that you gained from the experience. The wisdom remains. The story is simply a perception. And when we hold on too tightly to our stories, what can happen is that we fluctuate through a range of emotion. We can feel a sense of celebration about what we've accomplished, but that can also bring anxiety about what we feel we have not accomplished. But if we stay present in the moment, we focus only on what the moment requires. And if we respond to that, we find that our steps are made for us through our moment-to-moment actions that are happening spontaneously. And that can happen with this blank page, returning to this zero place. This zero place, which is even devoid of any sense of identity. The blank page, the zero place, is silence itself. There's no noise. And that is why it is experienced as peace. So you can return to this place at any moment in time. Can take what I call a meditative pause, where you release everything. You imagine that you are that blank page, and you recognize that everything is possible for you. You remove perceived limitations. You open yourself to new waves of creativity that are unencumbered by what you think might happen. It's just a space of freedom where you can explore the new. And so by returning to this zero place and by remaining as that, we experience the peace and freedom of our truest nature, which is awareness itself. It is the self where all of these notions of identity and story has a place to land. They're filtering by through the screen of our awareness. And we're just becoming attached to different thoughts and ideas, and that attachment can become our identity. And it's not always good or always bad. It's an attachment that can create a limitation. And so by returning to zero, by returning to the blank page, we have full freedom and the full opportunity to step into the experience that we want to have, unencumbered by past experience or past perceptions of who we think we are. Because the notion of who you think you are can create an unconscious limitation. I experienced this earlier in life when I was an engineer, and there was this idea that, okay, I've studied engineering, I'm an engineer, this is what I do. But fortunately, I've always been a bit of a rebel, and so I immediately challenged that idea and stepped into very different careers and very different experiences because I was not attached to this idea that engineering was all I could do. Instead, I saw myself as a problem solver. And so problem solving is relevant in any career and any industry. And so the world opened up to me when I changed my own perception of what I thought was possible for me. And even on this Zen journey, I was inspired to experience a different kind of liberation that I had only read about. And so at some point that required me to let go of all that I think I learned from the books that I read and the teachers that I studied with and the masters that I learned from. I had to put all of that aside to experience it for myself, not through the words of others, but through looking inwardly and recognizing my own light. My own silence. My own freedom. And so I hope that you feel inspired to set aside all of your experiences, your perceptions, your thoughts, and return to this zero place, this blank page, where all of that is gone, but you find out what remains. The nature of that infinite silence and infinite peace. And know that infinite silence and infinite peace to be your true self, which is freedom itself. And in that recognition, you will know for sure that you are free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to continuing these spontaneous reflections very soon in season 7. Namaste and love to all.